It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
So our question for today, as far as Ask a Pastor is concerned, and I must really apologize. I didn't give you the verse for today. And if my producer kills me, I do understand. I need to die for this one because I digressed. Please forgive me for the digression. I was taken up. I'm not going to say I was taken up in the spirit, but I was taken up and I had something else on my table with my colleague /boss. Okay, so we are turning our attention now to Ask a Pastor, and the pastor is already standing by to give us some answers to our question for today. It's a Friday question, just 29 minutes before 1. And for those of you who are looking forward to the question for today, how does God give the diversity of human sexuality? How does God view the diversity of human sexuality? And I need to put this abundantly clear. As far as the scriptures are concerned, we don't have this diversity of human sexuality. We have one sexuality, which is heterosexuality. Any other sexuality which introduces diversity does not exist in the scriptures. Now, this is a baby's answer, a child's answer. That's why we need a pastor's answer, because a pastor is going to give us God's perspective, not only the biblical perspective, but God's perspective as gleaned through the scriptures. And that's why we do have Pastor Fungo Radzilane, who's going to be giving us an answer to our question for today. How does God view the diversity of human sexuality? Pastor Radzilane, good morning to you. Good afternoon, rather. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to be our Ask a Pastor pastor for today.
How are you?
I am well. Thank you very much, Pastor. Our question for today, Pastor, is how does God view the diversity of human sexuality? Pastor, are you still there?
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now. Go ahead, Pastor.
Lovely stuff. I loved how you began by clarifying that there are no diverse sexualities, because that was going to be my question to you, to say, are there really diverse sexualities?
Okay.
But when you look back, I think this question takes us to the very beginning of time. What did God create?
Yeah.
What did God design? What did God make?
Right.
And God made them male and female.
Right.
And you go through the Bible, even when Paul speaks about this subject, he always directs us back to these words. He made them male and female.
Absolutely.
Throughout the Bible, there are no diverse sexualities. But however, God loves us all. God is a God of love, and he loves us as male and female as we might be.
Yeah.
And I think that's the simplest answer, that God views us in those two groups, male and females, and he loves us undyingly.
So when we speak of sexuality, what is your definition of sexuality, Mfundis? Because we run the risk of conflating genders and sexuality. So your definition, your concept of sexuality.
Well, sexuality can be defined in many different ways.
Right.
It could be how people express themselves in terms of what they feel or think the sexual orientation might be, whether in some cases it might be a expression physically, biologically. In some cases, it might be in the way they carry themselves, their character. And it's a broad, open-ended word, sexuality.
Okay.
But it's simply an expression of oneself, including gender.
Yeah. And God's view of one's expression, is God welcoming? Is God open to people expressing themselves sexually in any way they so choose, in a variety of ways they so choose?
That's an interesting question.
Yes, I'm listening faster.
First question is, are they expressing themselves in that manner because why? In a conversation with someone else, I learned that one can feel a certain way because of a certain imbalance in their hormones, right? And okay. Feel that certain way because they were born with a certain genetic disposition.
Right.
And I think in that case, it would be out of their control. And all this is simply a result of the sinful world we live in. We cannot water down the sinful world we live in. People are born with dispositions. People are born disabled. People are born with very different things. Some people are born with illnesses, all because we live in a sinful world.
Right, right.
But at the very end of it, what God really reprimands is us acting on those urges. God is very clear that certain things should be partaken by male and female. For example, intercourse that was designed, wholly blessed for the male and the female.
Right.
Now, when male and male starts to indulge in that, it is out of order, it is out of line, it is not what God designed.
You're right.
When God designed humanity, he also says, be fruitful and multiply. That's in Genesis. Be fruitful and multiply. And you realize in certain cases that between male and male, female and female, that cannot happen.
Right,
and you are no longer living to God's desire.
Mm.
So it's a broad conversation. But then if you find a human being who chooses to be a different, to express themselves in a different sex than what God had designed them, that can also be regarded as sin because it is within their control. They're choosing to do so.
Right.
And that could be a problem as well. So there are different categories of people, those who choose to, those who are unfortunately oppressed by the sinful world we live in. But even in that case, how do you respond to it? We are all tempted. I can be tempted to be a murderer. It doesn't mean I need to act on it as a murderer.
Yeah.
I can be tempted like any other sin that humanity faces.
Right.
Indulging in it is the problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So God is not permissive of such expressions of sexuality.
Certainly.
Ah, got it. Mvundisi, thank you very much. I really appreciate your ministry. I enjoyed your answers throughout the week. Very enlightening stuff. Much of which, I would love to sit with you for 2 hours and we can, you know, chew on these things and pick your brain, so to speak. Perhaps you'd allow me to do that one of these Sabbaths. Thank you very much, Mfundis. I really appreciate you.
I look forward to that.
All right, Mfundis. We'll make a plan. We'll make a plan. That was Pastor Fungo Radzlan giving us some perspective on the question we're asking today. How does God view the diversity of human sexualities? And I'm glad that we have these pastors who are able to be honest and open and truthful while still being loving and gentle and still redemptive. And remember, beloved, we love the person, not the conduct. Whatever conduct they are, whether they're a murderer, whether they're a rapist, whether they're a heathen, whether they're practicing all the diversity of sexuality, we still are called upon to love them, not their conduct, or shall I say their misconduct. I loved that. I enjoyed that perspective from Pastor Radzlan. Let's move on. You're listening to Live. This is Adventist World Radio. I'm Nayelu Pondwana.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.